The story is that the Ontario Health Minister is rejecting calls for her to intervene after the medical oncologist for a 35-year-old mother of two young children was told she is ineligible to receive the drug Herceptin. $40,000 it would cost. She says she's going to have to find a way to get this drug. Her breast tumor is less than 1 centimeter. And in Ontario, that means you don't get the drug, only if it's more than 1 centimeter. Dr. Dworkin joins us. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Steve.
What's the thinking on Herceptin and, you know, the size of the tumor and what is appropriate as sparking the use of this drug?
Well, the decision to use the drug is based on first testing to see if the receptors are there, which is why you use Herceptin, and also the size of the tumor and the risks of using the therapy itself, because Herceptin has 3 black box warnings. It says cardiac toxicity, so it can cause damage to the heart muscle. There are infusion reactions that can lead to death. And there's also pulmonary or lung toxicity, which can cause scarring of the lung. So it's not an innocuous drug. It does have specific side effects. So that being taken into account, you have to determine risk versus benefit of using a medication when treating someone. So in this case, when treating, this is from the guidelines from the American Society of Clinical Oncology and the College of American Pathologists, and their guidelines state that for women who have HER positive, that is the receptor positive breast cancer, who have cancers less than 1 centimeter, HER positive, but they have lymph nodes or metastases into the armpit or the axilla, they should be treated with Herceptin. And that evidence is what we call grade 1A, which is the best evidence you possibly can have in order to do that. The issue with regards to the size of the tumor comes down to, if it is less than 1 centimeter and you don't have any spread to the lymph nodes in the axilla or the armpit, there is no evidence that the Herceptin is going to help. On the other hand, if you have a tumor that is more than 1 centimeter, but you do have spread to the lymph nodes, that's when you would treat. So there is a specific indication for using this drug with not just the size, but it's whether the lymph nodes are involved or not. And I think that's where the issue is, and that's where the information is not being provided. That being said, if the oncologist is determining that this will provide a benefit, they likely have a very good clinical reason for wanting to use the drug. So I think what we're stuck with right now is that we don't have all the information. The focus is on the size of the tumor, but that in and of itself is not the entire picture when determining whether to use Herceptin or not.
So it's whether or not it is also involving the lymph nodes.
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you, Dr. Dworkin.
You're welcome, Steve.